Hi, my name is Xander Oaks, and I'm here alongside with Jordan McKay and Anthony Scarlotta.
Hey guys.
What up?
We are here today to talk to you about a current phenomenon called geoengineering, and specifically marine cloud brightening. Jordan, can you please elaborate on
geoengineering is the deliberate large-scale intervention in the Earth's natural systems to counteract climate change. There are two common sections of this called carbon and solar geoengineering. Carbon geoengineering's job is to remove the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, which would ultimately address the real root of climate change. Solar engineering's job is to reflect a small amount of sunlight back into space, or increase the amount of solar radiation that goes into space to cool the planet. This method does not address the root of climate change, however, it addresses reducing climate damages.
Geoengineering is actually a relatively new type of technology. President Lyndon B. Johnson was the first president to ever bring up the threat of climate change. In 1965, the President's Science Advisory Committee warned it might be necessary to increase the reflectivity of the Earth to offset rising greenhouse gas emissions. They really didn't know what to do about it, so they just suggested sprinkling reflective particles on the ocean. These golf ball-sized particles were supposed to rest on the surface of the ocean and be used to reflect the sunlight back up into space. But the plan never went through.
Wow, I had absolutely no idea about that. However, I do know how important geoengineering is in order to combat climate change. The current CO2 concentrations in the atmosphere are now at 415 parts per million and are rising by almost 3 parts per million each year, reaching levels that have not been seen in 3 million years. This statistic is absolutely absurd. We need to reduce our carbon emissions before it gets too late.
That is very true, Xander. In recent years, there have been small experiments to see if they can make a significant difference. The first real geoengineering experiment occurred in 2009 when Yuri Israel, a climate skeptic and scientific advisor to Vladimir Putin, mounted aerosol generators on a helicopter and car and sprayed particles as high as 200 meters. Scientists claimed that the experiment had reduced the amount of sunlight that reached the surface. After these small experiments were concluded, scientists came up with a type of technology known as marine cloud brightening. Jordan, will you give us some more information about this?
Of course. Well, to start, marine cloud brightening is specifically involved with solar geoengineering. Marine cloud brightening basically is changing cloud shapes to reflect more sunlight back into space. This method could work because what it does is reduce the amount of the sun's energy projected into the atmosphere. It could lower the temperature in the atmosphere and the oceans, which would help the environment.
That's really interesting information. How was this research developed, and who were the important researchers that were involved?
Marine cloud brightening is a proposed solar radiation management technique. The most prominent advocates of marine cloud brightening are John Latham from the National Center for Atmospheric Research at the University of Colorado, and Stephen Salter from the University of Edinburgh. Many scientists have strong opinions on the subject of marine cloud brightening, and they either believe in it or don't. One component of this involves shooting particles into clouds. These particles are salt from seawater droplets or bacteria. By doing this, the clouds could become whiter and more reflective and will increase cloud condensation nuclei. And these are tiny particles where the clouds form.
Wow, I didn't know that there were so many different ways to go about marine cloud brightening. Anthony, why do you think this information is important, and what issue does it address? How impactful is the current technology?
Well, as Jordan just said, it is important because the brighter the clouds, the more sunlight is reflected. This is crucial because it can reduce global surface temperatures and slow down the rate at which our ice sheets and glaciers melt. This gives us more time to combat another crucial problem we are facing. However, there is a very big problem with marine cloud brightening. Studies have shown that marine cloud brightening could have the potential to severely impact global wheat and groundnut production. These types of products need a lot of sunlight, which could ultimately disrupt our entire agricultural demand. This becomes a very important problem because the world population is going to keep increasing at an alarming rate and we have to feed all of these people.
Wow, that's crazy. I thought the impacts wouldn't be that bad. Do you know where marine cloud brightening is being used?
Well, this technology is being used in regions where stratocumulus clouds are common, specifically the Eastern Pacific Ocean and the Eastern South Atlantic Ocean, a very important area for agriculture.
What effect will geoengineering have in the future?
Researchers at the University of California, San Diego believe that using solar geoengineering, we could potentially moderately reverse the effects of climate change. In doing this, they say we could help developing countries catch up economically. Due to an increased focus on clean energy, these poorer countries are struggling to develop. This is because hotter and more densely populated countries are more susceptible to slight changes in temperature. It is believed that with geoengineering, we could possibly reduce the average global temperature by 3.5 degrees Celsius.
Are there any downsides or potential negative impacts?
There are a few potential negative impacts of geoengineering. Geoengineering, though, has been projected to be successful in the fight against climate change, has not been actively used yet. This means that there's still a risk in using this technology. As of now, we do not know for certain what the effects may be. Some view geoengineering as a thing that could reverse the effects of climate change, and while this holds true, it is only part of the equation. The main problem is still the emission of fossil fuels and greenhouse gases, and reducing these emissions still has to be our main focus. Another potential side effect of geoengineering, specifically that of solar radiation management, is the potential for change in weather patterns. This alters rain patterns and could heavily impact farming and could be especially harmful to the poorer countries in which this technology is meant to potentially help. A reason why some are calling for a ban on geoengineering is that conflicts that could arise from it. We know that the results of geoengineering may drastically differ from place to place, giving benefits to some areas while hurting others. This worries some that it could lead to conflicts between nations.
What are we hoping to achieve with geoengineering?
If everything were to go according to plan, the ultimate goal would be to reduce global temperatures and remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and overall to reverse climate change as much as possible. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you for listening in on our podcast on geoengineering and marine cloud brightening, and thank you, Jordan and Anthony, for joining us today. I definitely learned a lot.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Have a great day.